Your partner sighs while scrolling through their phone. Your colleague mentions they're exhausted. Your child tugs at your sleeve while you're cooking dinner. These fleeting moments, so easy to dismiss, hold the entire architecture of human connection within them. Based on decades of meticulous observation in what became known as the Love Lab, where thousands of couples were studied with scientific precision, a revolutionary insight emerged. Relationships don't crumble from major betrayals or dramatic conflicts. They erode through thousands of tiny moments when we look away, stay silent, or respond with irritation instead of curiosity. Every day, we send and receive hundreds of invisible signals, what researchers call bids for emotional connection. A bid can be anything, a comment about the weather, a shared news article, pointing out a beautiful sunset, or simply asking, "How was your day?" These aren't just casual exchanges. They're fundamental units of emotional communication, each one carrying an unspoken question. Will you connect with me right now? When your partner mentions a story from work, they're not just reporting information. They're really asking, "Do you care about what matters to me?" When your friend texts a funny meme, they're saying, "I thought of you and wanted to share this moment." What if the difference between thriving relationships and lonely ones isn't about compatibility or communication skills, but simply about how we respond when someone reaches out, even in the smallest ways? We respond to these bids in three distinct ways. Turning toward means engaging, asking follow-up questions, making eye contact, showing genuine interest. Turning away means missing or ignoring the bid entirely, perhaps staying focused on your phone or changing the subject. Turning against means responding with hostility or dismissiveness, sighing, criticizing, or snapping back. The impact of these responses is staggering. Couples heading toward divorce disregard their partner's bids 82% of the time, while stable marriages show only 19% disregard. Even more revealing, happily married couples engage with each other approximately 100 times during a 10-minute conversation, compared to just 65 times for troubled couples. These aren't grand declarations of love. They're glances, nods, brief comments, gentle touches, small gestures that accumulate into the emotional fabric of a relationship. The emotional bank account reveals how relationships thrive through micro-interactions. Each time you turn toward a bid, you make a deposit. Turn away or against, you make a withdrawal. Successful relationships maintain roughly 5 positive interactions for every negative one, creating goodwill that cushions inevitable conflicts. This explains why some couples bounce back from arguments while others spiral. They've built different balances through countless small moments. 7 emotional command systems, neurological circuits coordinating responses, shape personalities. The commander-in-chief, dominance, explorer, curiosity, sensualist, attraction, energy czar, rest, jester, play, sentry, worry, and nest builder, bonding. Each person has a unique profile. Someone with a dominant explorer feels alive trying new experiences, while their partner's strong sentry makes them anxious about unfamiliar situations. That argument about weekend plans isn't stubbornness, it's different emotional command systems seeking equilibrium. Recognizing these differences as biological rather than character flaws changes everything. Instead of judging your partner as boring or being labeled reckless, you negotiate solutions honoring both nervous systems. Your childhood dinner table still shapes your relationships. Were emotions discussed openly or dismissed? These early experiences created your emotional heritage, a blueprint influencing how you connect today. 4 family philosophies emerge. Coaching families accept emotions and help work through them. Dismissing families minimize feelings. You're fine, stop crying. Laissez-faire families permit expression but offer little guidance. Disapproving families criticize emotional displays. Stop being so sensitive. These patterns persist into adulthood, shaping how we respond to emotional bids. Children raised with emotion coaching show better concentration, higher achievement, fewer behavioral problems, and stronger relationships, plus lower stress hormones and more stable marriages. We all carry enduring vulnerabilities, past wounds shaping present relationships. Childhood abandonment might make you hypersensitive to partners working late. These become crazy buttons, reactions disproportionate to the situation, because you're responding to old pain, not present reality. Awareness creates freedom. Here's liberating truth. 69% of relationship conflicts never resolve. The question isn't whether you'll have conflicts, it's whether they destroy connection or deepen it. Most recurring arguments mask hidden dreams and values. The vacation spending fight isn't about dollars, it's about security versus adventure. The housework battle isn't about dishes, it's about feeling valued and respected. When someone says, "I'm fine," through clenched teeth with crossed arms, you don't believe them. We're hardwired to trust nonverbal signals over words. Research shows we rely 55% on facial expressions and body language, 38% on tone and pacing, and only 7% on actual words when interpreting emotional messages. Our faces broadcast emotion through 33 muscle groups. 7 primary emotions: sadness, anger, fear, happiness, surprise, contempt, and disgust have distinctive facial signatures recognized universally across cultures. These expressions evolved for survival. Bared teeth intimidate threats. Wide eyes heighten awareness during danger. Nose crinkling avoids toxins. Body language amplifies these messages. Anxiety manifests through fidgeting and self-touching. When irritated, people subtly angle away, face forward, but hips and feet oriented toward escape. Crossed arms suggests defensiveness. Open posture communicates receptivity. Voice tone carries emotional information that often contradicts words. Pitch rises with anger or fear, becoming louder and faster. Sadness manifests as lower pitch and slower speech. Since we struggle to monitor our vocal quality, voices frequently leak authentic emotions despite attempts to hide them. Metaphors offer windows into emotional reality. Someone describing their marriage as a train wreck reveals chaos and devastation. Another calling their relationship a garden suggests growth and nurturing. Reading these signals transforms your ability to respond to bids, recognizing when "I'm fine" actually means "I need connection." James and Maria fought constantly about her extended family visiting. He wanted boundaries. She felt rejected. The impasse broke when they explored what their positions meant. James revealed that growing up in chaos, he desperately needed their home as a peaceful sanctuary. Maria shared that after losing her parents young, maintaining close family connections honored their memory. They weren't opposing each other. They were both seeking safety differently. This insight enabled compromise. Certain weekends remained family-free for James's sanctuary, while other times they'd host Maria's relatives. The key is shifting from winning arguments to understanding underlying dreams. This requires vulnerability, exposing tender hopes and fears that create profound connection. When your partner understands your insistence on punctuality stems from anxiety about disappointing others rather than rigidity, they see your humanity, not stubbornness. Rituals of connection provide structured opportunities for these exchanges. Unlike routines, rituals carry symbolic meaning. Brushing teeth is routine. A goodbye kiss is ritual because it communicates love. Weekly date nights, anniversary traditions, bedtime conversations, these rituals ensure that despite life's chaos, you consistently turn toward each other. The principles of bidding and turning toward apply universally. In romantic partnerships, consistent positive responses create resilience during conflicts. Happy couples maintain affection and humor because they've built strong emotional bank accounts through countless small interactions. Parent-child relationships demand particular attention. Children bid constantly for connection. Their survival depends on it. When parents consistently turn toward these bids, children develop emotional regulation, secure attachment, and social skills. Habitual turning away causes chronic stress affecting brain development and lifelong well-being. Parents should slow down to match children's emotional processing speed, welcome honesty, and help children name feelings while offering coping strategies. Friendships are uniquely rewarding because they're voluntary. friends turn toward our bids simply because they want to. Maintaining strong friendships requires intentional effort, creating rituals like regular coffee dates that ensure consistent connection despite busy lives. Sibling relationships carry particular emotional intensity. Early patterns often persist into adulthood, making it challenging to see each other as you are today. Building better connections requires acknowledging shared history while understanding who your siblings have become. Workplace relationships fundamentally shape job satisfaction and performance. Emotionally supportive environments increase satisfaction, lower stress, and improve performance. Gallup polling of 2 million workers revealed that having a caring boss ranks higher than salary. Simple workplace bids, acknowledging contributions, asking about weekends, offering help, create cultures where people thrive. Strong relationships form through mundane exchanges. How was your day? Would you like some tea? These everyday moments create lasting bonds. Habitually turning toward these bids develops emotional muscle memory that provides access to compassion during conflicts. Start by noticing small bids around you. When your partner mentions their day, put down your phone and ask a follow-up question. When your friend texts, respond with genuine interest. When your child wants to show you something, stop and look. These small responses cascade into deeper connection. Understanding that irritation about chores might actually be a bid for appreciation transforms how you respond. With practice, turning toward becomes automatic. The profound truth: connection doesn't require perfect understanding or grand gestures. It simply requires mindful attention to small moments occurring hundreds of times daily. A sign needing acknowledgement, a story seeking a listener, a hand reaching out. By consistently choosing to turn toward these bids, you create resilient relationships that sustain you through life's challenges. In a world increasingly isolating us behind screens, noticing when someone reaches out might be the most radical thing you can do.